Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you were listening yesterday, I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about the Buteyko breathing method. We talked to Sasha, I forgot Sasha's last name, Sasha Yakovleva, about the Buteyko breathing method. And we're going to talk a little bit about respiratory health today. If you have any comments, or if I'd like to just know what you guys think about this Buteyko breathing method, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will speak with Pastor Rick Cole about his book, Incarnate. Pastor Rick was the leader of a megachurch, Northern California megachurch, and he lived on the streets of Sacramento for 2 weeks to raise money for a homeless program, and it changed his life. He wrote about it in his book, Incarnate. We'll talk to Pastor Rick about his story at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most powerful and basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of our good health and nutrition. You can help people understand how to use nutrition as well as deliver the most powerful and effective and clean nutritional products, nutritional supplement products that you're going to find. Check them out at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 to order products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll speak with Pastor Rick Cole at the bottom of the hour about his book, Incarnate, and about homelessness in general, homelessness and hunger in general, with Pastor Rick Cole at the bottom of the hour. All right, so yesterday we talked about breathing, and I've talked about breathing for a long time. I've been a big believer in the power of the breath, and the reason I'm such a big believer in the power of the breath for health and wellness is because it kind of exemplifies the simplicity of health and wellness. It exemplifies how easy it is to have the body, to restore the body into tip-top shape. We obviously have an issue in the world today with respiratory health. It's obviously in the news. But
How many people are talking about breathing? How many of our medical professionals are talking about effective breathing? How many of our these talking head doctors that you see on TV that want to promote inoculation and medicalization are talking about proper breathing techniques? You know, you can go 40 days without food. You can go 4 days without water. But you can't go 4 minutes without oxygen. And as we learned yesterday, it's not just oxygen, it's also carbon dioxide. Respiratory health, or the health of the respiratory system, is obviously the most critical aspect for the entire body. Respiratory tract infections are the most common form of infections in every age group, not just old folks and not just kids. Recurrent respiratory tract infections, those are respiratory tract infections that happen all the time, are a typical and common problem for kids, for early childhood. And they cause all kinds of duress. And they're usually the consequence of the wrong kinds of lifestyle choices, particularly foods, especially milk, especially dairy. Now, we've been talking about proteoglycans, and PGs, we'll say, or PSs, polysaccharides. Well, guess what? No surprise, but PGs and PSs play a major role in the health of the respiratory tract. In fact, there's a lot of nutritional supplements that you can use to improve the health of the respiratory tract, including vitamin C, including probiotics. And when it comes to probiotics and the gut microbiome, disruptions or dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, are a major cause of childhood or really respiratory tract infections at all ages. There's a reason why asthma and eczema go hand in hand. Asthma and eczema both have their roots not in the lungs and not in the skin, but in the gut, in the intestine. We said gut, we mean intestine. In terms of probiotics, in terms of good bacteria. Interestingly, asthma and eczema, childhood asthma and childhood eczema, as well as adult asthma and adult eczema rates have exploded, increased dramatically in the last 20 or 30 years. And just as an aside, the little doctor who's on TV all the time, I don't even want to mention his name, he's in charge of the NIH, the National Institute of Health Department of Immunology, and under his watch, immune diseases have exploded since he took over 20 or 30 years ago. It's because it's not a medical condition. Eczema and asthma are not medical issues. They're lifestyle issues, as with all health challenges, all chronic health challenges. Did you know that losing weight can be an important strategy for protecting against upper respiratory tract infections? Vitamin C is especially important for supporting respiratory health. Vitamin C shortens the duration of respiratory tract infections. Vitamin C can be used to treat or to prevent colds. They make fun of it. Mainstream medicine makes fun of vitamin C, makes fun of the importance for vitamin C for building respiratory tract, for preventing respiratory tract infections, as well as for protecting all infections. According to an article in the Townsend Letter, quote, a systematic review of the medical literature found that vitamin C reduced the incidence of the common cold in subjects who are undergoing physical stress, which is known to impair immunity. In 5 small trials of people under heavy physical exertion, vitamin C was associated with a statistically significant 45% to 91% reduction in the incidence of common cold. Now, it's not all medical professionals that poo-poo the importance of vitamin C for respiratory tract health, but it is a lot of them. Because the mainstream does not recognize the importance of lifestyle as well as nutritional strategies for improving health. That's on us. Did you know getting enough quality sleep can also help protect the body against upper respiratory tract infections? Did you know melatonin can help protect the body from upper respiratory tract infections? And, of course, which we'll talk about when we come back from our break, polysaccharides, PSs, long chains of sugar, which seem like it wouldn't really have a lot of health benefits because they're just sugar, just glucose molecules, for example. If you string them together, you get a glucan, beta-glucan, alpha-glucan. And as it turns out, these long chains of sugar, these polysaccharide chains, have important respiratory tract health benefits. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break, and we'll get your phone calls, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. Pastor Rick Hull will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his book, Incarnate. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open at 844-236-6010. I'd love to hear what you guys think about the Buteyko breathing method. We had Sasha Yakovleva on yesterday. We talked about Buteyko breathing, which is a really interesting breathing technique that emphasizes not breathing a lot, less breaths, which is kind of interesting, and also the importance of carbon dioxide, which acts like an oxygen magnet. Carbon dioxide is very underappreciated, marginalized, even demonized in terms of greenhouse gases, but carbon dioxide is critical for the absorption, the utilization, the release of oxygen from hemoglobin so that your tissues and cells can take advantage of it. The Buteyko breathing method is a breathing style that takes advantage of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is levels go up on the exhale, and that is why you always want to exhale a little bit more than you inhale. All right, so a couple things I want to talk about with the respiratory tract, and then get to some stories here. Pastor Rick Hull will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his book, Incarnate. Let's see, first things first, polysaccharides for the respiratory tract. Beta-glucan, as it turns out, is a wonderful respiratory tract therapeutic supplement, therapeutic nutrient. This is from the journal Nutrients, Respiratory Tract Infections and the Role of Biologically Active Polysaccharides in Their Management and Prevention. Quote, based on published studies, the application of beta-glucan was proven as a possible therapeutic and preventive approach to managing and preventing recurrent respiratory tract infections in children, especially beta-glucans from wheat and oats and grains, which is kind of interesting because grains are one of nature's best sources of beta-glucans. Beta-glucans are found everywhere, but they're especially found in seeds and in grains, and grains are, you know, we have... don't necessarily think kindly of grains, but as it turns out, they're the best source of beta-glucans. Yeast is also a good source of beta-glucan. And in adults and in athletes, elite athletes, studies with beta-glucan derived from yeast have been shown to improve and protect against recurrent respiratory tract infections. Another really interesting supplement, I guess you could call, and that we're going to talk about here in the next few days, is something called molecular hydrogen. You may have heard of molecular hydrogen. It's kind of making the rounds. It's been around for a little bit, but lately I've been seeing a lot of stuff on molecular hydrogen on the internet. Molecular hydrogen is hydrogen that is not a gas, that is can be taken as a tablet or as a capsule or as a supplement. And due to its chemical structure, its molecular structure, it has wonderful antioxidant properties and anti-inflammatory properties and hormone regulating properties and anti-cancer properties. And guess what else? Based on a review of the research, according to an article that was published in the journal Frontiers in Pharmacology, October 2020, it turns out that molecular hydrogen might reduce, quote, the risk of destructive cytokine storm and lung injury caused by SARS-CoV-2 during COVID-19. Molecular hydrogen supplements are readily available. You can also buy molecular hydrogen generators, and they're not that expensive. I just bought one. I'm going to start experimenting with it. I'll let you guys know what I think. You can get them on the internet. I forgot the name of the company that I bought this from. I'll have to dig it out somewhere for a couple $100. And this device will turn ordinary water into hydrogen water, molecular hydrogen water. Now, I haven't used it, so I'm not promoting it, and I don't really know anything about it except for it looked kind of interesting, and I know a lot about, or at least I read a lot about, molecular hydrogen, which has garnered a reputation for being good for everything, including, as according to this article in Frontiers of Pharmacology, a new adjuvant therapy for COVID-19, although they do say its efficacy and safety require large clinical trials and further confirmation. And I say that's just CYA because I can't imagine how there could be any toxicity associated with molecular hydrogen, hydrogen being just a gas. The universe is mostly hydrogen. In fact, all the elements on the periodic table, which of course make up all of our physical world, are derived from hydrogen. And it could be said that hydrogen is the canvas upon which reality is painted. All of physical reality, all of matter, could be said to be derivatives of hydrogen. 99% or so of the world of the universe is hydrogen, and the rest of it is just derivatives of hydrogen. Hydrogen is the canvas upon which our physical world is painted, if you will. All right, I want to 844-236-6010 is our number. I want to share this letter that I got from a gal in Australia who is a scientist, actually. I'm sure she may be listening. She says she listens, so she may be listening. And thank you for this really wonderful note. Her name is Carly. And she wrote me, she wanted to know about using a detox bath to get rid of the toxicity associated with the inoculation in Australia. It's absolutely hideous what's going on in Australia. Awful, awful. And you know what? While we can blame governments and power-hungry, manipulative fascists for all the stuff that's going on in the world, we have to blame people. We have to blame us. We have to blame our neighbors. We have to blame ourselves and our families and our friends because they couldn't do anything if we didn't participate. People who are participating are really the ones who are complicit in this absolute, awful, totalitarian fascist takeover that's occurring. Medical fascism that's occurring, and it's, you know, they're not doing it willingly. They're I shouldn't say, they're not doing it knowingly. They don't know they're participating in medical fascism. They think that they're just helping themselves. There's no medicalization. There's no medicalization that is in your health interest. There is times medicine is needed for emergencies, but that's different from medicalization. Anyway, she writes, hi, Ben, I'm a huge fan of your Bright Side show, also Longevity Distributor, love the products, although we're losing access to them here in Australia thanks to COVID dramas. I just wanted to pick your brain. No one knows more about the skin than you, she goes on to say. Dr. Carrie Madej, whose work I like a lot, by the way, that's me saying that, has been talking about detox baths to remove all jab toxins using baking soda, borax, bentonite clay, and Epsom salts. And she wants to know about the benefits of using these kinds of things. I wrote back to her and I said, you know, baking soda, borax, bentonite, Epsom salt, infused water, taking a bath in that kind of water, it's not a bad idea. It might improve general detox through the skin, but it's unlikely that it's going to improve any detoxification from any of the excipients. And that's something that nobody talks about, the excipients that are in this inoculation, the nasty, nasty chemicals that nobody talks about that are not aside from the genetic modifiers. And I also wrote, it's unlikely to affect any genetic modifications that have been induced by the inoculation. But then she wrote me back a really interesting note, which I thought was cool. Hopefully I'll have a chance to read it here because we're running out of time. She says, I'll cut to the chase here. Her son Darcy was 6 years old when they took him for a blood test at her local GP. He was pale, lethargic. He just wasn't right. I'm kind of abbreviating here. He was diagnosed with aplastic anemia. She says she and her husband are both scientists, specialize in plant, soil, and animal physiology. Back to her story, Andrew and I began asking questions, the specialist questions, and he says there's no known cause. A bone marrow transplant was the first option, but as our other two children were not a match for Darcy, a transplant couldn't happen immediately. So what they did was they went nutritional. They used longevity supplements. She says here, let me get to the part where she said talks about her nutrients. In any case, she used nutritional strategies. She took the child to nutritionists, naturopaths, functional medicine doctors, dietitians. Although none of their approaches worked, so she began treatment with nutritional supplements. And guess what happened? The kid got better. Surprise, surprise. And now she's dedicating herself to going out and teaching and writing a book about her experience with the medical model and the strategies they employ to turn her child's illness around. That is what's possible, people. Do not fall for medicalization. Your doctors are well-meaning. They're definitely well-meaning. I'm not saying that they're bad people. I'm not saying that alleviating symptoms is a bad thing. But medical options are not the only options. Lifestyle choices, nutritional supplementation, dietary changes, exercise, breathing, those should all be first-line therapy for whatever chronic health challenge you're dealing with. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll talk to Pastor Cole.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place, obviously the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations, but this one Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security under President Trump, said on Newsmax Monday, the Biden administration will essentially sabotage the program by making changes to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program.
Well, the next step is they're re-implementing MPP, or the Migrant Protection Protocols, today. Again, this is as a result of the Biden administration really canceling this policy really on the first week or first month of the presidency back in January. So we've gone 10 months or so really without the program up and running. I think it's really one of the primary causes that we've seen for this historic border crisis on that southwest border. We know that MPP, when effectively implemented, roots out some of that fraud in the asylum system that you just mentioned. So, you know, my message to the Biden administration is welcome to the game. This is what you should have been doing from day one, is improving programs put in place under the Trump administration instead of canceling programs and causing the worst border crisis that we've seen really in our lifetimes. Well, it's interesting. I would say that, you know, the Remain in Mexico prop, it's not going to work overnight. This is a sustained program that we had put in place that had to be up and running for many months for it to really to have an effect. But I will say that the Biden administration, you know, really continues to have a credibility problem on this issue, because at the same time that they're implementing it, you have the DHS secretary saying that he intends to cancel the program once he gets relief from a court. Again, the only reason they're doing it is because of a court order. So as soon as they prevail in court, he's going to cancel the program. So you're sending exactly the wrong message.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box. If you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. We've got 12 years plus of archived information, lots of great daily health programs, lots of unique and idiosyncratic personal information that I've gleaned, not just from research, but also from my own personal experience. You'll find it all at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are there, plus a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also would love to take a look at Good Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy. We're helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and everything you want in a beauty product or in a moisturizing product or any kind of skin health product, you will find in healing products. If you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that was my discovery, and Truth Skin Health is all about that. TruthTreatments.com is our website, and you can check out our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need. or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, they're all available at TruthTreatments.com. We got specials running as we speak. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Pastor Rick, Reverend Rick Cole, senior pastor at the Capital Christian Center in Sacramento. He's author of the new book, Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken. Pastor Rick spent time on the streets with homeless folks, and he writes about his discoveries in his book, Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Pastor Rick, or Reverend Rick. Hello, Reverend Rick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Reverend or Pastor? Is it Reverend or Pastor? What exactly is it? What's the difference?
There's not a lot of difference. I think Reverend encompasses most religions, and just in our Protestant context, probably people call the pastor a pastor in our church family. But, you know, outside of that, anything goes. We're fine with either way.
Well, doing the kind of work you're doing, I would say that there's something very reverent about it. So I'm going to call you Reverend Rick Cole. And that's some amazing work. That's some amazing work that you're doing. Why did you want to do that? Why didn't you just want to help people from the pulpit or help people from, you know, as a church pastor? What made you actually want to dive in and experience homelessness?
Well, I think it's one of the principles from the Bible, really, is about helping the poor and being involved in the community. So that's been something that's on our heart to do. It's a hard thing to help. The homeless problem seems to just keep getting worse instead of better. And well-meaning people are, you know, throwing money at the problem around the country. And somehow we have to find a way to marry the financial impact with a human impact. And it's people coming alongside helping other people that I think is sometimes a missing link in the issue of trying to help people that are in trouble.
Do you think our culture and our society inevitably result in broken people and homelessness?
It definitely does. I think it's a broken world, and it's that way, you know, anywhere you go, really. I think some environments probably provide a greater opportunity for trouble like we have, and our system somehow invites the environment to grow instead of get better. I think that's one of the things we hope to do, is to be looking at systems that can make a difference. You know, we often look at the government and blame the government for a lot of things, and I'm sure there's plenty of blame to be found there. But instead of trying to find blame, what can we do to find help? How can we step in to the void and make a difference? It's just one person at a time. So what can I do? If I look at the big problem, I feel like paralyzed. It's so big, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But if I look at the person in front of me, there's somebody maybe I can help. I think that's part of the heart, you know, behind what we're doing.
So what can I do, me personally? I live in Denver, or outside of Denver, and there's homeless people everywhere, and I find myself giving them money. But what can I do as a single person to really have an impact, aside from giving people a dollar or $2, which doesn't seem like it's going to have a really long-term impact? What can the individual single person do?
I think we try to find some of the charities that are local, wherever you live, wherever I live, that are helping the homeless, and go to them. Even go volunteer there. We have a charity here, Loaves and Fishes, Catholic-run organization that have been here for years. They feed about 700 to 800 homeless people every day, and they have volunteers that come in and help with that process. And so you can volunteer, you know, one day a month, or, you know, an hour every week, or just whatever works in someone's schedule, just to say, I'm going to see what I can do to help, and find someone that's already in the game and already engaged, and then come alongside. We learn a lot from what other people are doing. We might even get some of our own ideas from it.
You know, when you say that, I think to myself, you know, is that really going to have an impact on the world homeless problem? But then how much of us helping other people is really helping ourselves? How much of it is really sort of healing our brokenness when we help others?
You know, I think you just hit on probably a key point of what I feel like is the message in the book that you referenced. That is what happened to me. I went out thinking I'd try to figure out how to help other people, and it changed me. And I think that's often what happens, which is a huge positive benefit when I can get more whole, when I can improve. in my own character, in my own who I'm created to be. So I do think that happens, and I think that may be one of the more important things that does happen. When we reach out to get involved helping others, we find our own personal life enhanced and strengthened because of it.
Did you find that when you were helping others that there was a sort of biological or biochemical or neurochemical sense of joy that you got from helping others?
Yeah, it's hard to sometimes evaluate all the things that contribute, but I did feel that. I felt energy. I felt particularly reflecting on the experience. I've been inspired to stay at it. And so, like, our congregants here this Saturday, we actually have a outreach at the Capitol. We're in the capital city of California in Sacramento. Our Capitol building is right in the downtown hub, and there are homeless people all around there. So we're going out in the morning inviting homeless to come to the Capitol grounds. We're going to be having a outreach to feed them, to bring blankets, coats. Our winter season isn't severe, but it gets cold enough where it's dangerous at night. We're bringing tarps, things like that, that will help the homeless. And we're going to sing some songs, just Christmas songs, on the steps of the Capitol. We've got great musicians. And just try to warm their heart, you know, warm their spirit, warm their body, warm their stomach, and warm their spirit. And then we're actually going to just try to do our best to bless our state. There's so much. Usually at our Capitol building, there's protests that go on all the time. People go there to protest anything that they don't like going on in our world. We want to go there and let's see what we can do to bring favor, to bring blessing. And that's what's in our heart to do.
You know, we got to take a break, Pastor Reverend yeah. Rick. But when we come back, I want to ask you about the nature of how homeless people see the world. Are they resigned to being homeless, or they want out of their world, or they want out of their situation? We'll come back. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Reverend Rick Cole is with us. His book, Incarnate Jesus Among the Broken. More with Reverend Rick right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Reverend Rick Cole, senior pastor at the Capital Christian Center in Sacramento, California, and author of the book Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken. So, Pastor Reverend Rick, the subtitle of the book is Jesus Among the Broken. And when I hear the word broken, I think of something permanent. So is it this? Is it the condition? Is it their state that's just they're resigned to it and that's just how it's going to be? Or do you find that there's kind of like a desire to get out of their situation?
It's very mixed. I think this is one of the things I discovered, the layers of homelessness. There's mental illness. It's very difficult to help a person that's there not in their right mind. There really needs to be institutional help for them, and they aren't looking for help, typically. People that have drug addiction or alcohol-addictive behaviors, sometimes they burnt the bridges with their families and got themselves into a difficult spot. And they may have a desire to get out, but sometimes those addictions have just gotten control over them. And then there's other people that were just close to the margins and maybe lost a job, didn't have family around to help them. And they're a lot more ready and able and capable of turning the corner and getting out. So it's very much a mixed bag where there's some, that's their lifestyle. They're not looking for a change. And there's layers of it and others that are ready to take that next step.
Did you, when you were living on the street with folks, did you actually talk to them, like get to know them, like their stories, where they came from, their childhoods, the traumas or their angsts, or was it more of a kind of like a pastor, where you were relating to them more like a reverend?
Actually, I tried to lay the hat down of being a pastor and just wanted to live among them as them and try to experience, you know, what is it? It's an imperfect experiment because I could have gone home any day, but I sat with homeless people and really just tried to find out their story. I didn't tell them who I was. I didn't tell them what I do. And just said, you know, how did you get here? What happened? Tell me your story. Mm. And it was fascinating to learn, you know, of the various things that would happen in people's lives that would lead to this season in their journey. That's probably the thing that happened for me. I used to think about homelessness. We get, I think, an image of the homeless person being the guy standing on the street corner with a sign and people that are, you know, more not in their right mind. And certainly that exists. But I used to think, hey, they got themselves in this problem. Why don't they get themselves out? They should get a job. And they're living off my taxes. And these are normal thoughts. I don't even mean that in a, you know, in a guilt trip kind of a way. These were my thoughts. Now I'm sitting with people and I'm seeing the value in their life, even though they're in these dark places. And that's the thing that surprised me, is that every human soul still has value, even though some of that, you know, value in their own mind has slipped away. They don't see themselves that way, but I can still see this glimmer of hope. And this, taking it one person at a time, I think that's what changed me. And the word incarnate is really, it's kind of a theological word that Jesus came from heaven incarnate in the human form. We're going to celebrate his birth here coming up. And it was all about him incarnating into my brokenness and saying, he didn't push me away and say, hey, you got yourself in this problem. Why don't you fix it? He came and said, hey, let me help you. I'm going to take your burden on myself. And he helped me. He lifted me up. So if I could take on his spirit, that's the idea of the book, Jesus Among the Broken. Could I live like maybe he would? How can I take the burden off of someone? Is that possible? And then it's just one person at a time. Somebody told me a story of the starfish on the beach. They get washed up.
Yeah, I love
up.
That story.
Yeah. That's and the guy's walking by throwing one in, and they say, hey, you're not going to fix this problem. No, but I just fixed it for that one.
Yeah. It's going to make a difference to him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great story. I love the title, too, Incarnate Jesus Among the Broken, because it's kind of like a play on words, because Jesus Among the Broken, because that's what Jesus did, and he was incarnate. And in a way, you were doing the same thing. You were bringing Christ's energy. You were bringing Jesus' energy to the broken in the same way. It's got that kind of dual meaning. Did you intend it that way?
That's what I experienced, unexpectedly. And so, the thinking back on it is how that began to impact me is now I can see how, I can do that more. I can recognize that what Jesus did for me is in me, and how can I share it? How can I come alongside someone that may not understand him or, realize that there's hope for them? And if I can be an example of that hope, they're not going to see God unless they see him in me. And, that love that he has in my heart can actually be extended to the people around me.
So let me ask you this here. When I imagine you probably in 2 weeks you must have talked to dozens, if not hundreds, of different people. There must have been something in common that all of these people had, even though their stories were different. And did that thing that they were in common, did you see that when you went back to your church and you went back to your regular life? Did you see that thing in your parishioners or in your people that you knew in regular life? Did you find any of those themes in your regular life that you experienced among the homeless?
Yeah, I think the thread that's common is that hope has dissipated and kind of left their spirit. They become hopeless. That was, to me, the common theme and thread. They've had their hope just ebb away. And even only being out there 2 weeks, I found it was a harsh way to live. Sleeping on concrete, waking up in the morning without a good night of sleep. Only 2 weeks in, and my energy level was down, and the heaviness of what I felt. So I could see how they're out there for weeks or months. Mm-hmm. The hope just leaves them. Somehow we need to try to deposit some hope back into their world. That, to me, was the common thread. And I do see that in just normal life, people in our church family. We all go through trials. And when hope begins to fade is when we start to lose our way. As long as there's hope, that I can get up and have another day. Today's a good day. I actually really enjoyed the intermission here in our conversation, the products that you have and the things that you do. You're trying to help people grow, improve, get a lift. I love that. I need to get some of your products. And,
I'll send you some. Yeah. You know what? It would be my honor to send you some stuff. So stay on the line when we get off, and I'll get your address, and I'll send you some stuff on me, because your work is really beautiful, and I'm a fan. So listen, you're president of the world, you're king of the world, you're in charge of everything. What would you do to change the situation? How would you change it, practically speaking?
Yeah, what I think I would do, there is money available, and they're throwing money at it. We need to marry the money with nonprofits that are in the trenches daily, and put the human element together with the financial element, and we've separated the two. We need to bring them together. I think that's what would begin to make progress.
Do you think government can make a difference?
I think they can only if they align with people that are humanly, coming alongside trying to make a difference. But government, in one way, government is just people, too. I have friends that work in the government, and they're people. And many of the people in the government care. The system itself feels pretty broke, and it feels, pretty cold. But there's still people with warm hearts there. I think the government can help if we would humanize our efforts a little bit more. And it's so partisan. It's so get elected, you know, to the next the next election that we're missing. We're really here to help elevate humanity wherever we live. So I think it could help. I think it's moving away from helping in many ways. I'm hoping we can move closer to having the government get the heart of the human element, and let's find a way to come together and not divide so much.
So you say, when you talk about the system, what do you mean by the system? How would you define that?
Well, that's probably a difficult question to really
grasp. I only have about 30 seconds. So if you just, like, just your first thoughts of it or your first ideas of it, what do you mean when you say the system is broken? What is that system?
Yeah, I think the system feels more money-based and then power-based. There's power and money. Power, money, and that starts to break down. If we can get a heart built into it, we're missing the heart of it. We've got the power, we got the money, we don't have the heart.
Yeah, and that's to me what Jesus symbolized was the love aspect, the heart aspect.
Yeah.
Pastor Rick, thanks so much, or Reverend Rick, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for your work. And if you don't mind hanging on the line, I'll get your address and I'll send you some stuff. Thanks for being on the program. That's Reverend Rick Cole. His book is Incarnate, Jesus Among the Broken, and his website, incarnatebook.com. And that's all the time we have for today in The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.